science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to Think Works, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week, I want to kind of start to pull together various themes that we've talked about in recent episodes of Think Works. And really, I guess the title of this episode could be You Don't Become Better, You Catch Up. And it's an idea that I really want to just explore, even though it might sound a little bit strange at first, because you don't actually become better, you catch up. But most of the time, the change that allows you to catch up and be better has already happened. We've talked about identity lag over a few episodes now. And so you've already had the insight, you've made decisions, and you've seen what needs to be different, but something hasn't quite aligned yet. And that gap is what we've been calling the identity lag. So, what is the identity lag? Just a quick recap in case you haven't heard the other episodes that we've done on this. We tend to think of change as something to move, that moves us forwards. And, you know, I'll become more confident, I'll become more focused, I'll stop prevaricating, I'll become the kind of person who will change the world, etc. But in reality, it often works the other way around. You've already done something that requires a different version of you. You've started something, you've decided something, you've stepped into something. And that means your identity, the identity that you had when you step forward, is now playing catch up. And that's why it can feel uncomfortable and why it can feel unnatural and why sometimes, in fact, often, you hesitate, even when you know you're on the right track. It's not because you're not ready, it's because you're adjusted to what's already happened. Now, in my book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better, I have 20 lessons and then 13 principles. And one of those principles is called the Gaia principle. It actually provides a useful way of thinking about this. The Gaia principle, in simple terms, suggests that systems tend to move towards balance. Not perfectly, not instantly, but gradually. They adjust, they stabilize, they find a way to settle. And you can think of yourself in the same way. When something shifts in your thinking or behavior, your system doesn't instantly snap into place. It recalibrates slowly, quietly, often without you even noticing. And that's why the identity lag and the Gaia principle in itself are so useful for this kind of thinking. So the problem is, however, we don't always let that settling happen. And there are reasons why we interrupt this process. We feel that discomfort. And because we're feeling that discomfort, we assume something is wrong. So what we do is we start to second guess. We start to pull back. We overthink. We revert to what feels familiar. And in doing that, we interrupt the very process that actually would have made it all feel natural in the end anyway. The system was adjusting. We just didn't give it the space to do so. Now, there are systems that allow identity to settle because, first of all, you need to start with the question. You need to ask this question. How do you let that process happen? Not by forcing more change or trying to do things harder or by pushing harder, but by creating systems that allow things to settle. Now, that might look like sticking with a decision long enough to see what happens, creating space instead of constant reaction, not reevaluating everything every 5 minutes. I'm guilty of that. Allowing something rather to feel unfamiliar without immediately trying to fix it. It's less about doing more and it's more about interrupting less, because the decision is right and the system, your internal systems, if you give that identity lag time to catch up, it will adjust. The system will adjust. And there's a gentle synthesis really in all this. So when you feel that gap, that hesitation, the sense that something hasn't quite clicked yet, it doesn't necessarily mean you're off track. It may just mean you're in the middle of catching up. And that's a very different way of seeing it from what's wrong, why am I uncomfortable, why am I feeling like this, and all those kind of questions, those negative loop questions that can get into your head. Because instead of asking those questions and what do I need to do differently, instead you ask, what do I need to stop interrupting? What do I need to stop interrupting? So a quick episode again. And really, if you only remember one thing from this episode, let it be this. You don't always need to become something new. Sometimes you just need to give yourself time to become what you've already started. And trust that this system will settle. Now, as always, there's a post in the forum or the community group that we've set up for you to come and comment on what we've just been discussing. Give your own examples, give your own solutions, ask more questions if that's what you wish to do, because I will always answer them. And if you go to darreninform.com/thinkworks, you'll see there are three room doors on that page. Click on the ThinkWorks recent door. These are the episodes that we've got, you know, that we're doing now live since we moved to the new web host. And you'll find that there is a post in there pinned to the top that is for this particular episode. And if you want to go back and ask questions about earlier episodes and or raise any suggestions or queries about them, they're all in there. Or there's a one central post that's in ThinkWorks past. Because I couldn't move 100 episodes over in terms of the posts that we'd already done, because I moved to a completely different web host. But you can still ask those questions. Just tell me the episode number and give me your question and I will answer it on that post. It's as simple as that. Right. So in the meantime, everyone, please keep asking questions. In a week or so, we've got the excellent Unexplained Mysteries episode coming up on Atlantis. We had such great fun, Steve and I, recording that one. And it's the first part, really, of what will become an ongoing series inside Unexplained Mysteries. All about the rise and fall of civilizations and flood mysteries and all this kind of stuff. But that one next week is Atlantis itself. And come and join us for that. It's a great discussion. We really loved it. And it didn't stop. We just didn't stop talking at all. It was just brilliant. Loved it. So until then, everyone, take care. And I'll see you all very soon.
Would like to find out more, or to join in the conversation, each episode of ThinkWorks has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/community and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching at DarrenInform for news, tips, and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.